Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Dr. Scott Jensen has announced another run for Minnesota governor in 2026. The Republican Jensen lost to Governor Walz by about 193,000 votes in the 2022 election. Jensen served a single term in the Minnesota Senate before his unsuccessful run for governor 3 years ago. Governor Walz has not announced if he is running for a third term. The burglary trial of Woodbury Senator Nicole Mitchell entered its fourth day today, with the defense continuing to present its case. Mitchell herself took the stand today.
Let me ask you directly, did you want to take Carol Mitchell's money after your father died?
No. In fact, I'd had a conversation with her a few months later, and in one of those conversations, you know, I said, "Is Dad took care of you really well? Is there anything you haven't done that you'd like to do?"
Mitchell faces a count of first-degree burglary and possession of burglary tools for allegedly breaking into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes last year. Mitchell alleges she was trying to get some of her deceased father's belongings. Democratic U.S. Congresswoman Angie Craig says thousands of Minnesotans could lose access to their MnSure medical coverage because of the Republicans' Big Beautiful Bill in Washington. Craig says the health care cuts in the bill will be devastating.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Because of these cuts, many Minnesotans will lose access to health care that they desperately need, and even more will see their health care costs go up.
Craig says nearly 20,000 Minnesotans could completely lose their medical coverage, and for those who will pay more, the average cost will be another $177 per month. And Minnesota's job market held steady in June with little change across key employment indicators. According to Deed, the state lost approximately 800 jobs last month, resulting in a slight decline, and the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.3%. Commissioner Matt Verlech.
Another area where we compare favorably is over the year job growth. Minnesota added more than 48,000 jobs since last June, which is a 1.6% increase. U.S. employment grew 1.1% in that time.
The labor force participation rate also held steady at 68.2%. This is MNN. Another air quality alert for the northern part of Minnesota. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency issued the alert until 1 a.m. tomorrow because of smoke from the Canadian wildfires. The affected areas include International Falls and the tribal nation of Red Lake. Smoke is currently in the unhealthy category for sensitive groups. DFL Representative Lee Finke of St. Paul is joining Pride and human rights organizations for two town hall events this Sunday on the Iron Range. The discussion will center around issues for the transgender and rural communities.
With an understanding that my community has been targeted and I have been targeted. But I don't think that we solve those issues by cocooning ourselves in our safe environments. I think we solve those issues by having difficult conversations.
Finke says this is the first time she's hosted town halls on the Iron Range. She'll be in Grand Rapids and Virginia. And the Steve Miller Band has canceled its Minnesota State Fair grandstand show and the rest of its upcoming tour. In a social media statement, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer cited extreme weather, heat, flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and wildfires as making touring too risky.